Let's see. Let's go to Lisa, listening in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
What would you like to talk about?
Well, I used to be Catholic, and then I married somebody, Jehovah's Witness. Anyway, okay. So there wasn't anybody. I know. So anyway, I was always one of those people that seemed to know things before they happened.
Okay.
And they were always bad. Mm-hmm. You know, like I knew when our car was going to catch on fire. Just, you know.
Hmm.
Anyway. So
how often did that happen?
Well, pretty often, 2-3 times a year. And the last one I got was pretty big. But anyway, so I was always afraid to mention it, you know, to Jehovah's Witnesses because then I'd be demonized. And I thought, well, why is it always something not good? So I said my prayers and said my prayers, and it went away. And then I've been listening to you lately and remembered my Catholicness.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I would ask you. Because now I'm starting to kind of, every now and again, it's like I can feel when something's going to happen again. And mm-hmm. I don't particularly like it because it's not always good. So I just wanted your, you know, insight on this.
Okay. Yes, I take it seriously what you're describing. I myself have had some instances in my own life where, for me, it happens in dreams, and it doesn't happen very often at all. But where I'll have a very vivid dream of something that actually happens in some cases almost exactly as I dreamt it at some point in the future. The first time I ever noticed it, Lisa, was when it was 1979. I'd have to go back and double check, but it was 1979 as I recall. My wife and I were not yet married. And I had this vivid dream. Tell me if this tracks with the kind of thing that you're talking about. I had this vivid dream that I was standing on the grassy area at a big airport next to a runway where there were planes coming and going, landing and taking off. And it was very loud and it was very, I mean, I could see it in tremendous detail. And I remember I was standing near one of those little outbuildings that are painted red and white, often like in checkerboard kind of style. And I guess they house equipment and they put it in the red and white paint so that nothing will hit it. I just wanted the details of this dream. So I'm standing there and I'm watching these planes take off. And as I watch this very large, big American Airlines jet taking off, rolling down the runway, down the runway, down the runway, it lifts off. It's going up, up in the air as we see planes do all the time. Then all of a sudden, it just turns upside down, kind of slowly, but it turns upside down. So it's on its back. And then it just fell to the ground and exploded in this huge explosion. And I woke up crouched down on the floor next to my bed because in my dream I was sort of hiding behind one of these little outbuildings painted red and white. And it really scared me because it was so vivid. It was unlike any other dream I could remember. And so I was so bothered by it. I told my future wife, Nancy, I told her what had happened. And I told some friends what had happened. It's like, I can't believe this dream. It was really weird. And I didn't think anything of it. Until a month or so went by and I saw on TV that an American Airlines jet taking off at Chicago O'Hare Airport had lifted off and gotten only a few hundred feet into the air when its left engine fell off the wing of the plane. And this plane had like 250 or 300 people on it. It was a DC-10, as I recall. And exactly what I dreamed is exactly what happened, down to the details of it. So I won't go into all the other ways in which I've had this experience over the years, but I have had the experience, so I don't doubt what you're saying. So what I would suggest to you is, if this is something that's causing you a lot of consternation, ask God to take it away from you. Lord, I don't know if this is from you. I don't know if this is some phenomenon that's, you know, science will eventually be able to explain, but I don't like it. And it's discouraging me. If this is how you feel, and Lord, please take it away from me. And if it's not something you're going to take away from me, at least then give me the strength and the closeness to you to be able to handle it in a way that is not injurious to my prayer life or to my well-being in general. That's what I would do. And maybe he will take it away from you.
Okay.
Well, I didn't do it in, I've never had dreams. I've had, it's like little flashes. I'll give you a small one.
Okay.
We were taking a trip up to, if you have a minute.
Yeah.
We were taking a trip up north, and I kept saying to my husband, the kids were real young, and we were in a Pinto, of all things. And so I said
those.
To my husband, I feel like I left the iron on. And I kept thinking the house was on fire. So mm-hmm. I didn't have visions. I had feelings the house was on fire. And so it didn't go away. So finally, you know, he got aggravated, turned around. We went back to the house. Nothing was on. Got back in the car, headed back up. Same. And so he's like, look, there's nothing going on. Let's just go. We already checked mm-hmm. the house. And I'm like, okay. But I keep thinking. So we were driving for about 3 hours. And all of a sudden, woof, this flame comes out of the hood. And so he pulls the car over, puts the fire out. I'm throwing the kids out in the desert. And he's like, okay, everything's okay. I don't smell any gas. We'll head back. And so we're headed back, and I still got that. You know, I can still kind of feel this, see this. And so we got all the way back to town. His parents were headed up to Utah, so we stopped. We see them at the gas station, and his uncle is putting gas in their truck right next to us. And all of a sudden, I see whoosh again.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I can see it in the gas pump. I can see the flames flashing. I grab the kids, and I'm just, you know, throwing them. And I'm like, run. And then it went away. Never came back again. So it happens like that.
These strike me, Lisa, as little glimpses of something that will happen in the future. I think it's called precognition or precognitive. Prescient is another word for it, where you know something ahead of time. Now, this could be entirely a natural phenomenon. It doesn't necessarily have to be a supernatural phenomenon. It's possible that there's something going on that science just hasn't figured out yet, but doesn't have a supernatural explanation. It's also possible that it's a gift of some sort that could be from God. And in this case, it would be the gift of knowing something in the future, perhaps a gift of prophecy. There are any number of possibilities that could explain it. But what I would suggest is, as I said earlier, if it's causing you consternation and you don't want it in your life, just ask God to take it from you. And if he doesn't take
well,
it from you...
It seems like he did. And okay. then it came back. And that's what's concerning me.
Okay. Well, that's what I would recommend. If you think it's something that you would need to sit down with a counselor and talk through at greater length, I would encourage you to do that as well. Because, as I said earlier, I have no doubt that these kinds of things exist because I've seen it from time to time in my own life. Thankfully, very rarely. But I've seen it happen before. So if it's something that's causing you anxiety, sitting down with a counselor might be just the thing to do with that in addition to your prayers. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate your call. The fascinating topic.